It's People in Your Neighborhood, and this morning I'm joined by Mayor Harding, and good morning. How are you?
Just fine, Will. Glad to be back. It's been a couple times here. I've been out of town or doing stuff, busy, and so it's great to get back and let the people know what's been going on.
Yeah, well, it's good to see you again, and welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's, you know, it's fall, and the city's like everybody else, trying to get everything closed up, get the construction projects all finished up, and we haven't put snow plows on yet, so we're still using the trucks for street work and stuff. So, but it's getting that time, you know.
Yeah, don't put the snow plows on yet. It might, you know, encourage something.
exactly. One of the things here this week that was really kind of a fun thing for the community as a whole is you know, I've talked about several times about the USS Pier, which is a combat ship that the United States Navy is building. It's actually completed now. It's at sea, going through its sea trials. But one thing that was fun is seven members of the crew of the USS Pier was in town all week. They flew in on Monday. And they're going to leave this morning. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we had them the whole time. And as part of the building the relationship between the ship and the Navy and the crew members in the city of Pier. Tuesday, they went to all the grade schools. They went to the middle school and even to the high school. Talked to all the kids. They had a mock-up, a small build of the ship. Told every, you know, all the kids what they did on the ship and the importance of the relationship between the community and the Navy. That was really great. Several teachers said the kids really enjoyed that. And then we took a tour of the city and showed them, you know, everything around the community. We took a tour of the water treatment plant because, you know, Navy sailors, they like the water, so
yeah.
That was really, it was interesting there because they had a lot of questions about how we treated water compared to how the ship treats their water. You know, they desalinate the water to get their water. And they commented about how great the water tasted in Pier, so that was great, you know, having somebody from out of town say, hey, the plant's working great, so that was kind of fun. Then we went up. Governor Noem took some time to meet them and welcome them to South Dakota, and so they really enjoyed that. Then we took a tour of the Capitol, and one of the gentlemen said that's the first time he's ever been in a Capitol building, and so that was kind of neat. They really enjoyed that. And then yesterday we went up and to Feeding South Dakota, and we packed boxes up there for Feeding South Dakota because they wanted to contribute something back to the community, so they volunteered to do that. We were up there for about 3 hours. Then last night we had some pontoon boats. Terry Varelek, Justin Bell, and Doug Abrams, they volunteered their pontoon boats, and so we took a little cruise up the river there and showed them everything, took them up the dam, and had a box lunch, and they really enjoyed that part, too. So it was just a great thing. They'll be coming back again next year, some different crew members. Next year, in the fall, sometime around this time frame, you know, September, October, next year is when we will actually commission the ship. It'll probably be out in San Diego, but that's not for sure yet. Mm-hmm. And then that's when the Navy actually takes ownership of the ship. And then it'll go to sea and be part of the naval fleet. So it's really a neat deal. We'll have more information and, you know, pictures at city commission meetings to keep the public up to date.
Nice.
Yeah.
So they three of the sailors actually stopped in here yesterday morning for People in Your Neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right.
It was nice to meet them and had a good conversation. I learned a lot about the ship and, you know, what their duties are, and you know, because I had no idea what is a littoral combat ship. I had no idea.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a tri-hull. You know, it's got three hulls rather than just a monohull. The earlier ones were monohulls, but now the later ones are tri-hulls, and they're a close to shore ship. You know, they draft about 14 feet of water, so mm-hmm. They're 400 and some feet long. And they can carry two MH-60 helicopters for a mission crew. So they're close to shore type ship. They're also a minesweeper. So this ship, this of this class of ship, it's the last one that is going to be built for this class. And so it's got all the latest technology in it. So the crew's really excited about boarding her and taking her to sea. So that's exciting. Yeah. It's budget time for all municipalities in South Dakota. And we just gave final reading and passage to the 2025 budget for the city of Pierre. It's about $60 million. State law requires municipalities have their budgets in by October 1st, completed. And so we worked on that budget all year long and got that completed. Pierre's in great shape financially. The reserves are where we want them to be. We're always very conservative in our revenue projections. And so that's really worked well the last, while I've been mayor anyway. And so we got that completed, so that's always a good thing to put to bed. But I can tell everybody, the citizens up here, that Pierre's in great shape. Our sales tax revenue, which is, you know, our basic revenue that we operate off of, other than the utilities. And utilities, they pay for their specific area. So, you know, we don't use that, you know, for total operation, or we don't, you know, balance the budget with those funds. So those funds pay for the operation of the utilities. And then sales tax revenue, we get a little bit of revenue from the county. But sales tax revenue is about, you know, what we have for operations, go to fund outside agencies and do the extra things that the city does. So, but that's completed, so that's always a good thing to get yeah. behind us, for sure.
Probably does feel good to have that done. It's yeah. like a breathe a sigh of relief. Ah, I finally have it finished.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, when we built the water treatment plant down there in Steamboat Park, there's a playground down there in that area. We had to take that out. And I've always told the community we're going to put a playground back in there because it's a very popular park. And I'm really happy to say that the playground equipment is in place now. It's closer down towards the restrooms down there where the causeway is at. It's not right where the old one was. But it's really a fun one. There's new playground equipment there now. Really just last weekend is really when everything got in place. And one of the fun things down there is a zip line. It has a zip line.
Nice.
It's 100 feet long, and it's really fun. We actually stopped, and some of the sailors got on it and zip lined through. So it can take up to, you know, about 300 pounds. So, you know, some adults were down there. But I'm told, I was out of town last weekend, but I'm told that there is probably 50 or 60 people down there over the weekend playing on that. And
I'm sure there was.
Yeah, so I think the community is happy that that's back in there. So take the kids down there. This weekend's supposed to be nice, so go down there and give that zip line a try. It's really a neat setup. So glad to have that completed. You know, we've been doing a lot of work out at the airport, and we've got one more. We've finished the crosswind runway. We've completed the tarmac out in front of the airport for improvements there, and now we're going to be working on the main runway. And that's going to be, you know, parts of that will be closed over the next year. But by this time next year, we'll have that completed. New surfacing, new electrical lines and lighting and markings. And so that's really a good thing. We've done great improvements out there. You know, the city of Pierre has an essential air service contract. It's a two-year contract. And actually, it's with the United States Department of Transportation. And that's to provide commercial air service to the city. Mm-hmm. And that contract runs out May of 2025. And so the U.S. Department of Transportation will be letting that bid again here probably about in November for the next two-year contract. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of, qualifications and proposals we get from different airlines. Currently, as everyone knows, Denver Air Connection provides rural air service, and we're blessed to have them. They've done a great job over the years, and we'll see what the bids come in, and hopefully next year we'll get another award and have a two-year contract. Nationwide, some of the rural routes that haven't been shown that they have enough boardings, you know, they've canceled some of those. But Pier's been very strong, and so I'm sure that we'll get some good applications in. Pier has some input on what we feel best fits the city's needs, but the U.S. Department of Transportation makes the final decision on what bid to take. So we'll wait and see what those come in like. So the busy time of year for the airport is coming up here, hunting season. Mm-hmm. We get lots of hunters flying in here commercially and private jets. And so, you know, and I've told the public before, we need 10,000 boardings per year. And what that does is that makes the city appear eligible for $1 million from the FAA to make airport improvements. And so we're right there. I think we're, for this year, we're right at 8,000, 8,500. So, you know, I think we'll make those 10,000 boardings pretty easily. Last year, we were just over 16,000 boardings, and that's a lot of boardings for a community this size.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so we're looking forward to see what those numbers come in, but I'm sure we'll make them, especially with hunting season coming up here. So that's good. We are getting our construction projects finished up. You know, we did a big project down there by Scooters. That Pawnee Street down there needed to be done. We totally redid that, and our street projects are getting pretty well finished up. The big construction ones where we had it torn up and replacing water and sewer lines, and now we're doing chip sealing, you know, and that's to preserve the life of the street. That's really, we've done more than we typically have the last several years, because we found that really helps preserve our streets by doing laying down that oil and then some rock and then a sealer on top of that, and that really helps preserve the streets in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So we're that's kind of where we're at, and we'll get everything buttoned up, and there's still, you know, there's some good weather coming yet, so we can get everything finished up and get ready for winter. So that's kind of what's been going on.
Yeah, we'll see how the winter is. I got lucky last winter. We'll see how this one is for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, you bet.
But that's all right. You know, if it's, you know, that's what I tell people when they found out I was coming to South Dakota. They're like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
It's like, it's cold and snow. And I'm like, yeah, but you know what? It just makes you appreciate the spring and summer more when it's, yep. you know, cold and snow and stuff.
That's right. We do have the four seasons here, and I personally like that. I know a lot of people do, you know, in the northern states here. And so, you know, and Pier is very well prepared. We've got 10 snow plows. We've got 2 road graders. We've got front end loaders. We've got, you know, salting equipment. And so Pier is really prepared for any type of major snow. And in emergency type situations, if we know it's going to be a big blizzard, sometimes we'll put a snow plow down at the ambulance building, so that if there's an emergency call, the plow can go out in front of the ambulance, make sure they can get anywhere in town. So we're very well prepared. You know, we try and start early in the morning. We'll have plows out at 3 in the morning if it's quit snowing, and get the emergency snow routes plowed first so people can, you know, the main arteries in Pier, so people can get to work or get the kids to school and get, you know, nurses and doctors to the hospital and things like that. So it's if we do have a lot of snow, the city's certainly prepared to take care of it.
That's all right. You're ready.
Yep.
Well, thanks for coming in. It was good to see you again, and thanks
for the
update.
Thanks for the opportunity. Always like coming and letting the citizens know what's going on in the city operations. So thank you.
Well, have a good weekend.
Okay. Thank you, Will.